Weiter in Shas, we are above Mitzid of Samach Dal, Pederabon Samach Dal, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines down, Amar Rav Kahana, Havi Yosivita B'Shilei Pirkei D'Rav, I was sitting in at the end of the shir of Rav, Rashi says, K'Shesiyim Lidjosh Basi, V'lo Shamati T'chil D'Varv, I only heard the end, not the beginning. Ushamis the Kamar Kari Kari and heard that he said Kari Kari, Gord Gord. Rash says Shamati Dor Shamaskir Duluyan Tommy. They kept mentioning gourds, gourds. Valoya Dana my Kamar, I don't know what he's talking about. Buzz the Kamar after Rav got up, Amri Lehu. I said to the Tamiyidim, my Kari Kari to Kamarav, what is he? He said gourds, gourds. Amri Lee said to him, Hakamarav. That's what he says. Hi Ma Diyav Zuzeliki Na'a Akari. If someone gives money to a gardener in order to buy gourds from him, his stuff's growing in his garden. The Ka'azli Asar Kari B'nei Bzarta. And in the Shuk, it's selling 10 gourds, small gourds, and they were a size of half an amma. A half an amma, and they're going for a zuz. Varmale, and the gardener said to the guy who's buying, Yahavnele lach b'nei garmida, is I'm going to give you those that are, Rashi says, Yahavnele lach la'acharzman b'nei garmida amma, the ones that are the size of an amma. In other words, right now it's 10 gourds, that's for 10 half zuz, half amma gourds for a zuz. He says, yeah, but in the future it's going to be worth, you'll get full ones for a zuz. Isnehu. If the guy actually has in his possession, hit that measurement already, then Shari Tmutta to do it. Last thing, but if it's not that size, Rashi says, V'odan Kitanasein, it's still the small, also, then it's going to be also to do it. That's going to be an issue of Ribbis. So Gemara, Pshita, obviously, if it didn't yet get to that big size, it's going to be good. So what would you think otherwise? Ma'od the Tema, you would have thought, came into Mamela Karova, since it grows on its own, you don't have to do anything for it, it's going to get that level. Shabbat Dami, therefore, it's considered like he has it. Kamash Balan, therefore, it's going to teach you that even though it'll get there on its own, it's not considered like you have it. Come on, who's that go like? Kihai Tana, goes like the following Tana, the Tanya. Ha ho lich lech loves Iza, v'ligzos is v'chila, v'ludos is kvarto, which means the person goes to milk his goats or to shear his sheep. Or to get honey from the beehive. Mitzol chaveru, and then his friend meets him, Varmelon, he says to him, Mash izay cholvos machulach, whatever goat my milk will get is sold to you. In other words, whatever is going to be coming from. I says, Bekach, Bekach, Zuz, imat, imrav, yigiacha, if it's a little, if it's a lot, that's what you'll get. Mash rechila goes, this is machulach, whatever my sheep is going to eventually yield in terms of its shearings, Masha Kavarti, Rode Machalach, or again Machalach, all these cases, whatever the beehive is going to come, is going to be sold to you at this particular price. And the guy gives the money for, like we said, the money for the milk, the wool, the honey. Mutter, this is mutter to go into do. Rashi Shari Kiba Love Hefsid. Bishari, he says, whatever it's going to be, I'll take. Hilka chafilu yimotze yoser mishava adam. It's more than what he said. In kan agarnatele, there's no reward here. Di have a butzim adamim nami have a shaka, because if it ended up being less than what he paid, he would have done it also. Havaliyam amarlo, but if he says to him, mashi ze cholvos kach v'kach machalcho, this particular amount that my goat's milk is going to be sold to for this particular price, Rashi says, sa'in va'ozil gabe bishar kadmos mos aser. That you're going to gain from. Masha Rechid goes, this is kach v'kach marcholucha. Masha Vartir would say, rode kach v'kach marcholucha. Whatever the goat's milk is going to come out, I'm going to give it to you this cheap price, and as well as the shearings, as well as the honey. Also, that's going to be also, because he's saying the amount that he's selling, and there's no risk at all. Therefore, whatever discount he's giving is considered ribbis, and the money he's going to get from the stuff in the future. And even though there's milk, wool, and honey, they grow memela on their own. Since they don't have it at this particular moment, it's usher. And that's what Rav was saying over there, that even though, since it's not the gorge and not that particular thing, it's usher. Now, Igadami, some say, no, I'm a Rava. Given the Mamela Karavu Shapadami, since the gourds are going to go Mamela, then Taka is going to be mutter to do it, even with the small ones right now. It's still considered like Yeshlo. It's mutter to put this Piska, this forward contract on the large ones for the price of the small ones. The fact that he has them right now is considered Yeshlo because they're going to end up becoming bigger. Tanya says a bride's holding kach v'kach also. We said in the case of a person says this amount of milk, wool, or honey, then it's also to do, and we don't let it be. that they're going to come in their own. It says, no, Hasam, you can't compare the two cases. Because over there, it's two separate things. The milk that he has now, the milk that's going to be in the future. Or the shearings now, the shearing in the future, honey now, honey in the future. Those are two separate things. But here, the gourd is exactly the same one. It's just becoming bigger. Let's read it. Lav mi nekarav, where those things are coming from itself. Deshakli lei lahai, if you take this one, this milk over here, you'll have another one. You'll take another milk in its place. Hacha, but over here, mi nekarav, it's growing from in itself. If you were to take this one away, the small one, you wouldn't have another one in its place. Therefore, it is considered good because it itself is considered yeshlo. Says Gemara, Rabba, ye shari leleinish, or the name of lechavri. A person could say to his friend, hey lecharba zuze, here you have four zuz, achavisa dechamri, for a barrel of wine that you have. You have a barrel of wine, that barrel right over there. Take these four zuz for that barrel of wine. I want you to give it to me later. If it becomes no good, Rashi says, if it goes sour, then it's going to be canceled. But if it goes up in value or goes down in value, then it belongs to me. It's going to be good. Now, Amalei Rav Shrevya Labai, Shrevya says to Abai, peep, turn the page. But this is a case of karov the schar, and he's going to get schar from this, and he's far from getting any loss, because he says if it goes no good, then it's not considered mine, and he's only gaining over here. Rashi says, karov schar, yimikra. Rachel Glav said, "Im takfa lo mikabale." V'tanya Rebirkam, we learn in Daf Ayin the car of the sky. Rachel Glav said, "Rasha the shakel ribis. This is ribis. The kiven dainu mikabale love achrayos. He's not thinking achrayos. Hamekach nimsa she'ein zemecher. It's not considered a mecher. Umos halvain. It's considered a loan. That's low. V'kravus the sky. Machmas ribisu, and that's considered ribis. Amalei says, "No. Kiven to mikabale zola. Since he didn't the mikabale, if it goes down in value, that if it goes down in value, but it's not completely sad because in value, karv lazev lazehu is considered it can go either way over here, and therefore that is mutter to do. Zok the next mishnah. Hamalvis chaver, someone who lends money to his friend. Lo yodur b'chatzer chinam. If I lend you money, you have to pay me back that money. You can't give me extra things, so I can't go and live in your chatzer for free and have to pay for it if I want. Velo yis kami men bepachos, you can't rent it for me for less value than when you would normally rent it. That would be rebis. Mepnei shahu rebis. That's rebis. Suck the gemara. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Menuni. Amar Rav Nachum. Afal pi sha'amru hadar b'chatzer chaveru shalom midaito. Enu tzarich la'alos oschar. Even when we learned above a kama that someone goes and lives in someone's chatzer without his das, that doesn't have to pay him schar. Rashi's vokim the b'chatzer de lo kaim la'agro. Talking about the chatzer, person doesn't rent. So you have a chatzer, you have a courtyard in your backyard, and you don't rent it out. I just move in over there. Aval hai gava shadal ba over the mega. I don't have to pay anything because it's a zeh. I'm gaining and not losing anything. But in the case where he loans the money and then he dwells in his courtyard, he has to pay him schar. He says, what are you telling us? Tanina, that is our Mishnah. Don't live there free. It's not less because it's ribbis. No, Ima must say from our Mishnah. I would have thought. That's only talking about a chatzah that is generally rented out. Back in the Gemara, so you must see, "Hava mina hani mili v'chatzah the karmel agar." This is only talking about a case where there is a courtyard for rent, and there's a person who would generally go ahead and rent the place out. In that case, it's zenin of zechaser, and since he's going to be losing out over there, therefore we're going to say that's going to be a problem of ribis. Aval chatzah the lo karmel agar, but if you gentlemen wouldn't go ahead and rent it out. V'gav the lover the megar, and a person, meaning the lender, who's not in the habit of hiring. Renting a place to go, and that person, meaning the lender, doesn't generally go and rent places because he has a place. And below that, I would say there's not a problem here of ribbis. Kamar Shalom is going to say, even in that case, it's going to be ribbis. Some say a little differently. Amr, Amr of Yosef, Amr of Yunus, Amr of Nachman, Alpha Bisha Amru, Hadar Bechatzah Chaveru, Shalom Midaito, Enot Chaglos Oschar, even though we generally say someone who lives in someone's chatzer without his das, you don't have to go and give him pay him rent. Halveni Vidor Bechatzrai. But if, let's say, the owner said to the guy, give me a loan, lend me something, and then you could stay in my court, in my chatzer. He's going to let him stay there, which he wasn't planning necessarily going and doing that. And you could stay in my chatzer, you'd have to pay him rent, because if not, that would be ribbis, even if the borrower is not losing anything, because this is, he's saying straight up. Now, we have two different versions here. Mandamer Hilvo, the one who said the Rav Nachman answered the when he made him the loan without mentioning anything over there. Coach Ganalvini, if he says you can't live there even when he doesn't mention it, then clearly if he mentions it, you can't. But in the one who says that Rav Nachman says also to give it to when the guy says, give me a loan, and then you could stay where I am, that case would be a problem. Of a hilvo lo, but if you just lent it to him without saying anything like that, it wouldn't be a problem. My time, why? Came to me, car, love a to dalchiosfer, because that's not originally what was an intention when he went and did such a thing. Less lamba, therefore we have no, there's no issue with it. We don't say that the lender has to pay for staying over there. Rav Yosef Bar Chama, talk if after the inch of the Masik Buzuze, he would grab the slaves of a person against who he had a claim of money. In other words, the people owed him money and they weren't paying him, so he would use to grab their slaves. Rav says, Machzik Bavodeim, Shalbali Chova Shalom, Vikov Lassam Lachton, he would force them to work. For Avdabu Avdidita, back in the Gemara, and he would work with them. And he would use them for work. Amalei Rabba the son said, my time of it, my Achi, what are you doing over here? These aren't yours. How are you going using them? Amalei says back, Anak Rav Nachman, Sirilei, Outlook Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Nachman, Avda Nahum Krese Lo Shave. A slave is not worth the bread that goes in his stomach. God says, Lechem Echalo. Noam Kreise is Lechem Echalo. I'm zaning him. I'm giving him what to eat. So it's actually good for that guy because I'm giving him what to eat. I'm taking care of that. Amar Le, he says to him, Amar Rav Nachman. When did Rav Nachman say this? Kigon Dari Avde. Only by a slave of Dari, which is his own slave. Rashi says, Kach Shemo. That was his name. The Merakid Bekube, because this guy, he didn't work. He used to go dance in the bars in order to go ahead and be able to drink. Rashi says, Leitzan ha yom Merakid Bechanios Lishoshan. You guys want to get smashed. Did he say this by other of them also? That they should be able to go and do this? They, of course they do. So since they're generally, it's going to be gaining over there, then there's no reason to say that the slave owner wants someone else to take his slave and feed him on the days when he doesn't have any work for him. Amar Lei, so the papa said to his son, Rav Yosef Bar Chama said to his son, Anoki Hadar Rav Daniel Bar Rav Ketina Amar Rav Rav Svirli. I hold like this. The Amar Hatokef Avdu Shal Chaver V'Asa B'Malacha Pater. Someone who grabs a slave of his friend and he works with him when his master didn't have any work for him is going to be pater from paying for using the slave. Beep, turn the page. Samachay, Danichale, Delo Nistre Avde. You know why? Because he would rather that be so that the slave doesn't start getting lazy. Says Rashi, Shalo Yagalios, Batel, Viasatel, so he shouldn't be used to doing nothing and just becoming lazy. Omar Le, but his son ain't done with his papa. He says, Hani Mili Echidolo Masik Bezuse. When is it true that you don't have to pay the working, for working someone else's slave? That's only if he has no claim of money against him. Only if you don't have a claim against him, he doesn't owe you something. But Mar, Kibin the Masik Puzuse Mechse Kiribis, you have a claim against him and he owes you money, so therefore you using his slave. Now it looks like Ribis. Because he's gonna pay you back and you got Hana beyond that from using a slave. Because don't we say the Amar of Yosef, Armanumi, Amar of Nachman, Alpha Pisha, Amu, Hadar, Bechatz, Chavir, Shalomi, Daito. We say someone lives in his chutz without his das, Enu, Sarchla, Loso, Schar, doesn't pay him rent, Hilvo, Vidar, Bechatzero, Sarchla, Loso, Schar. If he lent him something and then stayed in his place, he does have to pay him schar. So Amalei says back to him, you know what, my son, this is a good point. Hadrabi, I take back from what I said. I ain't going to do this again. I ain't going to grab people's slaves when they owe me money. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.